Oh, hello there, and happy holidays! If you're like me, your mailbox and inbox are beginning to fill with the obligatory year-end updates from family and friends, exotic vacations, fulfilling careers, the accomplishments of so many perfect children. Ah, 'tis the season. And so you've sent us some of your favorite holiday newsletters, so that we might have some festive fun. Names and locations have been changed, of course, because if there's one thing I've learned in all my years, it's that there's always room to read between the lines. And chances are, it's a wonderful lie.
Season's greetings, everyone. We are back with another holiday newsletter. I'm Ashley Flowers.
I'm Holly Laurent.
We got French on that one. And I'm Greg Hess.
You guys, I have a letter from someone who is on the board of a condominium.
Oh, boy.
I don't understand this world. I'm in a house. I lived in an apartment, but an apartment's totally different than at least what I'm reading here.
Yes.
You guys live in a condo, right? Is there drama?
Oh, it's Game of Thrones.
Our friend owns this place. And so we were mistreated from the beginning because they were like, oh, those renters.
I know. We were second class citizens. And it's always made very clear to us that renters don't get to have a say in really anything. There are definitely some real sweet people in our building. Mm-hmm. And then there's one person in our building that is... I can only say that this person's condo, when you see through the window... looks like, do you remember in Clockwork Orange when all the psycho killers are among lots of weird mannequins? That's what his condo looks like from the outside. So you can only imagine what's going on inside the mind of this man. He's completely psychotic.
Can we go back to you looking in his window, though?
Yes, yes.
Is that something you do to all your neighbors? Are you the one that they talk about?
Well, on his Christmas podcast, he's talking about how there's a guy always looking through his window. And that's me. But it's definitely there. Yeah, it's definitely.
He has a long open window right by the entrance. So if you just even glance as you walk into the building, you see what looks like the lair of an absolute
mental... It's a house of horrors.
There are mannequins and there are statues and there are things hanging and the walls are painted like bright orange, like a traffic cone orange.
This is kind of the tee up for a good Crime Junkie episode, I think.
I was literally going to say, I've done this Crime Junkie episode. It was a guy in Indiana, Herb Baumeister, who killed a ton of young men in the city, and he had mannequins all around the pool in his house.
Yeah.
First sign of a serial killer, a lot of mannequins.
We're sort of worried that he's going to light the building on fire for some reason, but yeah, it's definitely an interesting part of condo life.
Well, people are always like, your place is so cute. Do you ever think about just buying it? And I'm like, I would never buy in a building because you're now locked in with these psychopaths. But I should say, most of the people in the building are really lovely. Last year on Christmas Eve, we came up from walking the dog and there was this original beautiful wreath placed on our door as a gift made out of all things from the garden. Like, the building has a beautiful garden and everyone maintains it and people are sweet. And we have a few people in the building, like, are musicians and they hold little concerts. We had a little Christmas concert in the middle of the street and we were cheering for UPS people going by and everyone brings their lawn chairs. So there's a good side.
Yeah, there is a good side.
I kind of want your guys's condo letter next year.
Okay. Yes.
No, Ashley, we're not allowed to write one because we're renters in the condo building.
That's right. And if we're still alive, it'll be juicy.
Well, let's jump into this one.
It's a wonderful lie.
Holiday greetings to the elves of the Fox Hollow Homeowners Association. Maggie Kay here with another info blizzard that luckily won't require any plowing. Now, I know we've never done a holiday update letter before. And don't worry, Neil, I paid for the printing myself. It didn't come out a petty cash. But as your condo board president, how could I pass up the chance to crow about all we've accomplished this year?
Wow.
So this is a first ever letter to the residents.
Right. We don't get any of these, although there is frequently a sign on the mailbox that says, you know, we're having a meeting. Renters are not allowed to attend.
Owners only.
Yes.
Maggie Kay is a little flowery. I like like that she is really applying herself. She has worked on this. She's another info blizzard that won't require plowing. She's being cute. I like it.
I also write with something caught in my eye, as it were, since this will be my final message, minus the New Year fire safety email blast, before the board election in January.
Oh, the outgoing president.
This is her farewell.
Her final missive.
Yeah.
What does it mean that she has something caught in her eye? I'm worried.
She's about to cry.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, you know, he's like, oh, no, it's nothing. It's just something caught in my eye.
Oh, I
Holly
see.
Doesn't ever say that because she actually cries a lot and never makes an excuse for it.
So I thought it was that biblical thing of like, don't talk about your neighbor having a plank in their eye or something.
Wrong
I always
podcast,
think everything's from the Bible.
Yeah. Go back to your Bible
story. I'll take it to the Bible. Okay, so she's about to cry because she's outgoing president.
Yeah,
okay.
She's saying, okay, I think this is her goodbye letter.
Aww.
Being your president has been the honor of my life.
Oh, oh dear God.
Wow. Being your president has been the honor of my life. Of a condo board.
Yes.
So not like having children, getting my PhD, meeting Nelson Mandela. It's being your condo board president. Honor of my life.
If I've made your Fox Hollow experience even a smidge better, I'd call this a success. You all know my Richard's work keeps him on the road most of the year. But when he's home, he says he's never seen me so happy.
What do you think Richard does? I mean, is Richard a semi-truck driver or a comedian or he has a secret family?
Yeah,
I've always gone for the secret family.
Yeah, totally.
Believe me, if I could stay president for 100 more years, I'd do it in a heartbeat. But hey, Maggie K, enough schmaltz. Give us the good news.
It looks like she's trying to start a slogan. Hey, Maggie K.
It's
going to be her schmaltz.
I don't hear enough schmaltz. Nobody says schmaltz anymore.
I just can't believe that she's found her life's calling as condo board president. I wish she would move here.
Hey, Maggie K.
First, a big, big welcome to the Palmers, our newest Fox Hollow family. Remember that collective intake of breath when we saw that drum set being unloaded from the moving van? Wink. What a relief to learn Max Palmer only collects musical memorabilia.
Yeah, just making sure that everybody knows that we don't really like kids around here and to keep it quiet.
And don't you ever think about playing it.
Yeah, totally.
A full drum kit just as a like collector's item?
That takes up a lot of real estate.
Yeah, that has quite a footprint in the living room.
Especially in a condo.
Palmer family, we wouldn't have believed anyone could fill the shoes of Rick and Rachel Tillerman, who send their love from Connecticut. But you were more than up to the task. Putting together that welcome basket for you was my heart's pleasure, and just part of the awesome responsibility of being board president.
Wow, she's laying it on. I remember that I read something about how in Chicago, when it used to be really corrupt, that the mayor, well, probably still is, the mayor used to have somebody on staff that just would go around to people's wakes and shake hands and say, the mayor sends his best. And he was on payroll. I feel like this is the equivalent of like, yeah, I'm just going around, dropping off the baskets, making sure Maggie's really solidifying her power over the condo board.
And making sure it makes the newsletter. Like, it's not just that I quietly make these baskets to make people feel welcome. It's also like, I need everybody to know I make a killer basket.
And it is an awesome responsibility.
It's an awesome responsibility.
It's the honor of my life.
This comes from Maggie at the top.
It's filled with artisanal cheeses, lots of good meats. I throw a bunch of cash in there. She's just buying people constantly.
Earlier this year, we learned that change never smelled so good. Of course, I mean the rose bushes by the front entrance, which, dare I say, make us the envy of the greater Fox Field.
Bushes by the front, this is truly something that gets talked about more than I would like to admit.
That is real. She's also plugging her accomplishments more and more, and I love it. I'm so here for it.
This is turning into a campaign letter.
It really is.
Yeah.
Special thanks to Sophie in 22E for her botanic guidance and everyone for their participation in a smooth decision-making process. And I assume she means only the owners.
Yes.
Right.
I had a hunch the new online voting system would speed things up, and I know it will serve to carry Fox Hollow into the future, even after my term rides off into the sunset in January.
She's really setting the stage for her departure, and you can tell she does not want to leave.
Does not want to depart.
Wait, but she put in an online voting system?
Yeah, I mean,
this feels like corruption.
Oh, no, Holly's bringing voter conspiracy theory onto the podcast.
Is it a Dominion voting machine?
Holly, gosh, we're going to get sued.
Who can forget the end of summer sidewalk sale? Spending time with so many of you by those folding tables in the parking lot was a gift. And for those that voted against this unifying event over noise concerns, I am so glad we showed that we could come together and pull it off. Ooh.
Wow, I love that. This does happen, which is like the passive-aggressive note to someone here in the building that, yes, that voted against this. You know who you are.
For those against, I suppose I'm glad you voted your conscience. She doesn't hold back. I'm looking at you, Rod Spitzer. Ha ha.
Not to name names. Yeah,
not to be passive aggressive. It's Rod Spitzer. Yeah.
But I'm also glad we had the votes to give Gail Herman's Vintage Penance their time in the spotlight.
Suck it, Rod. Rod voted against the penance getting their
Congrats,
time.
Congrats, Gail Herman. They finally got their time in the sun.
The proceeds will more than pay for the gutter cleaning in the fall and for the 4th of July party and pet parade.
The gutter cleaning. I like that these are the big hits of the calendar. Everybody attend gutter cleaning as well as the pet parade and 4th of July party.
Well, also, isn't that the point of a condo is you're not, like, you don't have to do the outside stuff? I thought that was, like, the whole upside.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Totally.
What a scam.
Yeah.
When the great Abraham Lincoln said, "A house divided cannot stand," he might have been thinking of the marble wall around our mailboxes, which started the year with a tiny crack and threatened to become the next Grand Canyon.
Okay, Ashley, you're right. She's campaigning. You only call on Abraham Lincoln when you have a full hard sell for your political...
Totally. Invoking the great.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of metaphors here that, like, aren't quite lining up for me.
Right.
A marble wall to the Grand Canyon quite literally is a condo board to what... He was talking about the Civil War at the time.
Yes.
Luckily, I grew up in the area and have quite the Rolodex of connections, including stonemason Megan, who put things right at half the price of other quotes.
Oh, so, I mean, she's really dropping that she's the one pulling all the... Again, this is machine politics.
This place is going to fall apart without her, yeah. is what I'm getting. Yeah.
Look, I have someone. Megan's going to come over. She's going to make it right.
It just rips a hole in my heart to picture not being there for Fox Hollow during situations like that and the thousand others. It seems wrong. And I'd be remiss in my duties if I didn't mention that while Marie condoing the archives, I did find a provision in the condo board rules that says when requested by a majority of residents, a president's term can in fact be extended. Indefinitely.
There it is.
Wait
there
a minute,
we go.
Though. She's also, wait, she's Marie Kondoing the archive. She's burning records.
Is that what it is? I thought it was just organizing.
I know. She went in there. I think she went in there and just burned records.
So she's Marie Kondoing the archives. Just, you know, like you do, going through the board.
I think she lost votes. I think she's burning records. I think she's doing everything she can to maintain power.
It would just be wrong if she wasn't still president because there are thousands of things like the crumbling marble that only she can fix.
She's doing away with checks and balances.
I like her style. I like it. This is a woman who knows what she wants.
I only mention this as an interesting fact. Part of the president's job is to keep the community informed.
True.
And that seems like a tidbit worth holding on to.
Definitely for you.
Finally, we come to our gorgeous holiday decorations in the foyer and parking area. I will admit, I was skeptical the decoration committee could cover a dozen trees in popcorn garlands, but then, this is the season of miracles.
We were all skeptical, Maggie.
It's another plug. She's like, check out the good decoration. This is a thing in a condo building, too, that everyone has to agree on the decorations.
Yes.
This sounds very bold that they were going for real popcorn garlands, because that's a lot of poked fingers.
And nothing would be more miraculous than if every member of the Fox Hollow community could vote by using the incoming link to decide if we would like the role of board president extended and for how long.
Oh my God, it's a slow coup.
It's the hard sell,
it
man.
It really is.
It's so hard. She's making it possible. Just click this link.
Yes, indefinitely is a choice.
What? Oh, this is like gosh. Dear leader stuff.
I know,
like
we've already been through this once.
They do it that way on the Supreme Court. Why not here?
No, they don't. That is not how they do it. They have lifetime appointments, but nobody's clicking a link. I don't want to get too political.
But lifetime appointments are not constitutional. But she's the one Marie Kondoing the constitution of the condo building. Only she knows.
For full transparency, Rod Spitzer has also made his intentions clear about running for this job come January.
Oh, there it is.
We have different styles, but I think we know one thing. No sidewalk sale next year if Rod's in charge.
Oh, my God.
So now we see why she's been digging on him the
so
whole time.
So good. I love just wielding this insane amount of power. I think I love it when people have a lot of power over a real small thing. It really drives me crazy, but I also think it's the mall cop syndrome, you know, where you're just like, I love it when you can really abuse the system in this way. She's just lording it over everyone.
Happy holidays. Take that, Spitzer. I have a platform. I paid for these printouts.
Exactly.
So when you're not mobilizing to prevent the noiseless police state Rod Spitzer would create out of this luxury high-rise, please have a safe and peaceful holiday season.
You know, this is really genius because she early on said that she was worried about noise with the drum set. And I think she's basically campaigning going, see, I also care about noise. I just don't want to make this into a fascist, noiseless police state.
I mean, again, name calling. We got noiseless Spitzer.
This is adept politicking. I'm really impressed.
I love her style. I think she's the best. I'm going to click on the link. I'm going to vote, even though I'm
you
not
can't,
an
you're
owner.
A renter.
Rod, you know I'm razzing you. Hot cocoa will be available in the lobby from 8 to 3 every day. Perfect when you're coming in from the cold. Rod, do you do cocoa?
Oh, it's so good. You know he doesn't do cocoa. She's just putting it out here exactly what you're going to get if you vote for Maggie.
And she's giving us hot chocolate. Again, I'm voting for her. Lifetime appointment. Dear leader, hey, hey, Maggie K.
Bright blessings to you and yours, and please keep those door wreaths 70 inches wide or less.
70 inches wide? That's over massive. 5 feet wide.
That has to be a typo. It's got to be
a typo.
It's got to be 17, right?
17.
70 or 70 centimeters?
70 inches is 5
door wreaths.
Oh, I just hope everybody at this condo building has the most insane wider than a door wreath on their door.
I mean now, but when Rod comes in, I don't know.
I know.
Yeah, Rod's not going to be into a 70 inch.
Nope, it's going to be like North Korea.
30 inches or less.
Totally.
You're now and forever president? Maggie K.
Yes, forever president. I want Maggie forever.
Wow.
Rod Spitzer can suck it.
Did this letter come with just like a stack of cash? Is she just
I know,
paying
what's
everyone
inside
off? Is
the
there
letter?
Any money in this for us?
I get nothing out of it other than pure joy.
Well, there you have it. If that's not a vote for term limits, I don't know what is. This holiday season, may your vote be counted, your wreaths be large, and your power be checked and balanced. It's a Wonderful Lie is an Audio Chuck production, produced and co-hosted by Holly Laurent and Greg Hess. So what do you think, Chuck? Do you approve?